Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join us, you can. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Bonnie, you're going to be talking about the crypto exchange limits that are rustling some feathers in Canada. What's going on up there? Also, maybe we're going to get an update on the latest lockdown in China. We covered it, I think, on Saturday night, or maybe it was Friday this weekend. And it is continuing in some of the areas of China, and Aria has that story as well. But to start out here tonight, story from CNSnews.com, which, to be clear, is one of the right-wing news sources, so they definitely have a particular bias.
What does CNS stand for?
I'm going to guess conservative news, something or other.
Conservative news source, something like that.
Yeah,
makes sense.
In their headline, they say they are the right news right now. So, I mean, it's obvious what their bias is. But that said, it's an interesting story here that according to newly released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Americans in 2021 once again spent more on average on taxes than they did on food, clothing, and health care combined.
This is once again?
Yeah, apparently so.
That's amazing because I've never heard this before, and it seems like something that, you know, libertarians would be talking about.
Well, I mean, maybe they are. Now we're talking about it. So they have a consumer expenditure survey, and table R1 says that according to their data, American quote-unquote consumer units, which I guess that's their term for human beings.
For families?
Yeah, maybe families.
Consumer units.
Yeah.
I love it.
According to this, they spent an average of $15,495 on food, clothing, and healthcare combined while paying
a year.
I presume that's yearly.
What the hell is a consumer unit? I've just got to look that up.
While paying an average of $16,729 in total taxes, and they are looking at federal, state, and local governments, so they're combining all the tax burden together that you could at least easily measure, because there's some amount of taxes that you really can't easily measure. For instance, when you pay, you know, if you really want to get accurate, when you go to the store and you buy an item, you're paying every single tax that all of those producers and wholesalers have paid all along the way. Mm-hmm. You're footing that bill
right
in the cost of the product, but you can't easily know, you know, when you buy a pack of pencils or pens at the office store, you don't know how much the, you know, gas was that was purchased to put those pens on a truck and what share of the, you know, the weight of the truck that the pens were. Like, it would be impossible to really know, and how much electricity the store uses to show you, you know, the items on the shelves.
Not to mention the inspectors that are paid for with tax money and all of the materials that are, have to be purchased from one company to the other, all of which have taxes imposed on them.
Right. There's taxes at every level, and even in the U.S., we don't have some of the worst taxes at production, which, of course, the European Union and other places have what they call the value-added tax, where they actually add a tax at every stage that, as I understand it, I've thankfully never had to pay one, but at every stage of production, so going from the supplier to the wholesaler to the retailer, every time it changes hands, the government's adding value by taxing it. They are arguing that any time the business adds value, it gets taxed, basically.
Well, that's going to be the only kind of tax in the Bitcoin land in El Salvador, right?
Yeah, I think that was the proposal.
The value-added tax?
So-called. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. No taxes would be obviously superior.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all of that being the case, something more sensible like a sales tax. just say flat sales tax is fairer.
Sure, but this gets it at every stage of the process. So the government really likes the value-added tax. But amazingly, they haven't actually introduced that here in the United States yet. But again, it's just impossible to really know. So you can really only look at the obvious taxes. You can look at it at income tax. You can look at property tax. And maybe like a business profits tax or whatever. Whatever the easy ones are that you just have to cut a check for at the end of the year. Those are the ones that they're adding up here. So obviously this is still an inaccurate picture. Even though taxes are now outstripping, and I don't know for how many years it has been doing this, because again, it did say again that this has happened again. So even though the combined amount of taxes outstripped the combined amount spent on food, clothing, and health by quote-unquote consumer units in the United States, it's still isn't the true numbers. It's still not actually what people are paying in taxes. It might even be double that, you know, if you think about it.
Yeah, and if you factor in things like the inheritance tax and the property tax and all of these other taxes, that not just on products, but just on everything from insurance to health care. I mean, obviously, there's sales taxes, income taxes, inheritance, all of these sorts of taxes. By the time you actually spend your money, it's already, by the time you actually get your money, excuse me, it's already been taxed repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually spend something on it, you're paying even more taxes.
Just
and
imagine.
To think the founding fathers, they were revolting over 3% taxes.
Uh-huh. On tea or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Imagine for a moment that you actually had all those taxes back. Like the $16,000 a year that the average consumer unit, and again, we still don't know if that's a family or an individual or whatever, but it's still a lot any way you shake it, right? Like the average family could use an extra $16,000 a year, and the average individual sure as hell could as well. So whichever one that is, imagine having that extra $16,000 every single year and being able to do what you wanted to do with it. Maybe you need to repair some stuff on your home. Maybe you want to upgrade to a new place to live. Maybe you want to take a vacation. Maybe you want to start your own business. Maybe you have a business and you're just barely making enough money to, you know, make ends meet. Now the electricity bill goes up and that $16,000 would be enough to keep you in business or whatever, right? Like $16,000 is a pretty significant amount of money.
And if I'm thinking of things correctly, you wouldn't actually have that $16,000 back. It would be reflected in everything, all the prices of goods and services being significantly lower, effectively cut in half.
That's one way to look at it.
If Americans are... Go ahead.
Oh, I never thought about it with insurance. It makes me want to just stop having car insurance.
What do you mean?
Well, luckily in New Hampshire, you can. It's just unwise.
Yeah.
Why would you want to stop with car insurance?
Because I feel like I'm paying the government or USAA taxes.
I mean, I don't know if I would consider insurance to be taxes.
No, but I'm saying
voluntary.
Taxes don't come out with it. I just heard Aria say that, so I thought that was
a thing. Oh, are there taxes on insurance?
Probably not in New Hampshire because it's a sales tax. But, I mean, it's a product like any other, so I would imagine there are sales taxes.
It's not a product.
It's a service-ish.
Yeah, I mean, it's a service. So, no, I don't think that they... I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if some states did tax insurance, but I don't think that that's the case here. I'll say this. Insurance for me dropped when I moved from...
Yeah.
Florida to New Hampshire.
Me too, from Texas to New Hampshire.
Right, and it dropped.
And also, I turned 25.
Well, but it dropped before you turned 25, didn't it?
No, it dropped like right when I turned 25.
Okay, well, then it'd be hard to really tell which percentage of the drop was you turning 25 versus you moving to New Hampshire. But in my case, I moved when I was 26, so it definitely. It definitely went down, and it was like a few hundred bucks a year down.
I mean, I'm certainly older now, and my driving record is a bit better than it was when I was 18 or whenever it was that I had. Mississippi is one of these places where you have to have insurance.
Sure.
And I rarely actually had insurance because most people in Mississippi don't actually have insurance. But when I did, it was insanely expensive, something to the tune of $130 a month or something like that. I was 18 or 19 at the time.
Okay.
When I remember these prices, it was about $130 a month. And here in New Hampshire, as I said, with a better record of being older, I can insure two vehicles for, I think it's about $50 a month, something along those lines. It's extremely cheap.
Are you doing collision or full coverage or anything?
Just collision.
Okay.
Just if I hit someone or if I'm at fault, you know, I don't want to be owned for the rest of my life by, you know, the person I hit.
Yeah, so that makes sense. And if there are insurance companies that are, if there are states in which insurance is taxed, I'd be curious to know about that. There are certainly plenty of states where it's mandatory.
Yeah.
And that's basically a big subsidy from the government to the insurance companies, which I'm sure are owned by buddies, you know, friends.
Just like the Affordable Care Act.
People in the government. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's pretty much all there is to this story. There's a few more statistics that are not really worth going through. That's just like, hello, wake up. This is a good reason to leave the United States, like, as far as secession is concerned, because then you get to keep the bulk of that $16,000. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
1-800-283-6160. Record level taxes. You've heard the headlines that taxes at the federal level are hitting record highs. Like, they're tremendous numbers they're collecting from the American people.
Well, they need 80,000 new IRS agents, so...
Well, of course, they can always print the money, but you know, they're not only also printing money, they're also collecting taxes at record levels. So, I mean, it's just big-time money fest coming into the federal government, and the statistics here...
Do we get to know what they spend the taxes on? Like, do we get to know, like, for example, the like $80 billion we sent to Ukraine, do we get to know if that's from taxes or from printing?
Theory? No, maybe? I don't know, honestly.
It's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, I've never looked at their budget. Bonnie, I would never be able to make heads or tails of it. Like, I would have trouble figuring out the city of Keene's budget, let alone the federal government. So that's a good question if you know the answer. The number here is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com for being a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. If you are interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and they will help you with some introductory videos there. If you are time limited, just watch the first one. You'll get down some of the most important concepts around this new technology that the government really hates. I recommend you check out Bitcoin.com. Just go there and click Get Started at the top of the page. You can buy your first cryptocurrency through Bitcoin.com as well, and there's a whole bunch of other features there, like their news site with the latest news headlines from around the world of crypto at news.bitcoin.com. There was one other interesting statistic in this story from CNSNews.com. Again, the main headline is that American, quote-unquote, consumer units are now spending more on total taxes to federal, state, and local governments than they are on food, clothing, and health care combined. The total average that so-called consumer units are spending in total taxes is over $16,700. And again, we presume this is an annual spend. But this
got to be for the individual as well, I'm thinking.
It may be.
Because that's about what an individual, your average individual is going to spend throughout a year, but a family is going to spend significantly more.
Yeah, again, we didn't get the definition of what a consumer unit is.
I looked it up, but it's a special type of circuit board, if I remember correctly. I've already forgotten now, so it is unhelpful.
So the other takeaway from this that I thought was worth sharing is they do break down the number into some categories. So the $16,700 and change, it breaks down to $8,561 in federal income taxes, $5,565 in Social Security taxes, which is also federal, and then only $2,564 in state and local income taxes, $2,400 in property taxes, and $105 in other taxes, and then they subtracted stimulus payments received back from the government, apparently, from that. So that's
so
kind of weird.
People are actually, like, they pay taxes and they have to pay back the stimulus checks?
I guess they didn't include that. So if you didn't include the stimulus checks, then it would be like $19,000-something dollars.
Okay, I see.
So essentially it's a subsidized amount of taxes, which of course we all know leads to increased prices because they're inflating the currency, the money supply, in order to spend those, send out those stimuluses. But
it's actually been so long I just forgot about the stimulus checks, kind of, and I never got my answer because I was always wondering, do people have to pay stimulus checks back?
No, I think it was just a one-time gift, right?
Yeah, it was a giveaway.
Well, there was always like that question. I don't know.
The question about paying back would have been for the business owners that received the PPP loans in that case.
Right.
And those were to be paid back if the business used it for a purpose that it wasn't supposedly intended. So they said the PPP loans were to have the business owner pay their employees. And if they did that, then they didn't have to pay it back. Then it was just a subsidy. But that was, I believe, the only thing that had to be paid back. The people just got screwed because, well, again, it was money printing that backed all of these things, whether it be the PPP loans or whether it be the individual stimulus checks. That was all money printing, and that's inflating the money supply, and so prices are up now. So what good was $1,400 if you're now paying twice as much for meat at the grocery store and, 50% more for a gallon of milk or whatever it is?
Gas sure went up.
Gas is up, too.
But it made people feel like they weren't being left out. You know, that was the important thing. It made them feel like the government had their back and it was going to take care of them or whatever. They don't see the actual increase in prices as a result of the inflation or the trillions of dollars that went to people who weren't them that absolutely dwarfs the $1,400 and the $600 that the average person got.
Yeah.
They don't see all of that. And then they just go, oh, thank goodness. And now their student loans are forgiven. They're sitting there, they're feeling, man, the government sure is nice to me. I love the government.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is a great point about the student loans, too, because ultimately that's the working class subsidizing the wealthy, right?
Well,
like, if it's true
Because how are they getting paid? Is it just getting erased?
That's not clear.
Because that's my question, because I saw Justin O'Donnell on Twitter saying, like, people are saying what you're saying, that the working class is paying for this, but it doesn't work like that.
Well, the working class is going to get screwed over every time the government does anything with money.
Well, if they are just wiping out the numbers, then I don't think that's going to have the same effect than if they are printing the money to pay. I don't know what the total number is, but it's got to be big, right? If it's $10,000 for everybody with a college loan through the government, because it's not going to private loans. So if you got a private loan to go to college, that, as I understand it, is not included. But most people, of course, get it from the government. So it's going to be a large number. I don't know. That's an excellent question, Bonnie.
I haven't cared enough to, like, look it up.
Yeah.
My understanding of student loans was that it was always the proof that one wasn't educated enough, or I don't want to say intelligent enough because it's not necessarily intelligent, but that was the evidence that one didn't belong in college or a university. If one needed to take out a student loan in order to pay for it, then they already failed the intelligence test and needed to find something else to do in their life. Because it was bad strategically, it was bad financially, it hasn't worked out for almost anyone who did it.
That's a fact.
And it wasn't hard to figure this out if you were 18 or 19 years old and just sitting there. What sane person would, no strings attached, loan out massive amounts of money to someone who was 18 or 19 years old to
who
go to college?
Has no experience whatsoever in the world.
It's crazy. Yeah. And no job, and you have no idea what they want to major in.
They go directly into like a four-year college instead of going to community college a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great point to say that these young people going to college, and now they're old, they're, you know, older, quote-unquote grown up, are being taken advantage of, not just financially, but then when the government comes around with $10,000 and dangles it in front of them, then they love the government even more. Of course, they're already being taught that in college, that the government is good and that government helps people, and that's you know, there's tons of propaganda surrounding the state in state-run colleges. Right?
Right.
So like, they just have these poor kids for so many years. The indoctrination is just amazing. We played something over the weekend, Aria. I don't think you heard any of it, but there are these crazy videos online where they interview Gen Z people in the streets and ask them the most basic questions that anybody with a pulse.
How many moons does the Earth have, Aria?
Oh, I saw that same video.
Yeah.
One.
They can't answer them. They can't tell time. They don't know how many dimes are in a dollar. I mean,
I don't know, 1,000?
Amazing how ignorant people are, and it's all
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday airfares expected to be the most expensive it's been in 5 years. That's according to fare tracker Hopper. It found the average domestic airfare for Thanksgiving round trips is $350, which is a 22% increase when compared to 2019. Domestic round trips over Christmas are going for around $463 on average. King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as a new monarch.
The Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
President Biden spent part of his Monday at Logan International Airport in Boston promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. I want to thank Brittany Martell for being a silver level supporter of our AMPS program. You can join Brittany over at amps.freetalklive.com to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the work that we do here, you can get signed up there for as little as $5 a month. And that, again, assists us. It gives you some cool perks. You can get the list of those, learn more about it at amps.freetalklive.com and join folks like Brittany Martell. That's AMPS. freetalklive.com. It is also the way you get access to the full show archives, the full radio show without any kind of cuts. We recently switched over our main podcast feed, which we've had for, you know, 15 plus years at this point. We switched it over to digest only just to try something new, try to see if we can bring more podcast listeners in with a shorter, more to-the-point podcast format. Some people are liking it so far, and the complaints have dried up at this point. I haven't heard anybody complaining about it, so maybe people who thought they weren't going to like it did like it, or maybe those that were frustrated enough went ahead and joined the AMPS program, because you do get access to the full unedited versions and no recorded commercial versions of Free Talk Live's full radio show through our Patreon. So that's what you want to do. That's a great way to do it over at amps.freetalklive.com.
Well, complaining to us about it, it's not like it would change our minds anyway.
Well, you never know.
Well, it was a lot of work to make this transition, right? It's going to take a lot. It would take a lot of complaints to have you be like, you know what? You're right. It's screw it, let's go back to the old way.
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot for a while and see, you know, see how it works out.
I want to clarify something I said a little bit ago,
please.
Though, because it was about student loans and my allegation that, you know, people were stupid, basically, for getting student loans. And that's not necessarily true. Some student loans are absolutely going to be worth it. Like, if you take out a student loan to become an attorney or a doctor or a nurse or something like that, it's going
to
be worth it to you. You have to, first of all. I doubt any
Unless
level of scholarships.
Parents.
Yes. But I doubt any level of scholarships will pay for all of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be worth it financially because you do have job security and growth and, you know, financial stability to look forward to. It's like getting a degree in secondary education so that you can become a public school teacher or some sort of nonsense like that. And, of course, there's the classic gender studies major.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. It's a terrible idea.
My friend went to college, and she was going to become, like, a doctor or something. And then she just decided in the middle of it she didn't want to do that, which is a really good decision because that's, like, a horrible thing. I mean, a horrible job. I don't know. I'm glad that people can do it, but I wouldn't be able to do it. But anyways, she decided in the middle she couldn't or didn't want to do that, and she changed to business. And she just, like, had a really hard time finding a job with a master's degree in business. And she had, you know, debt.
So what did she end up doing for
work?
Well,
now she works for, there's, like, a journal making website that you can buy journals and things like that stationery off of, and she works for customer service for them.
Wow, so she totally didn't need a business degree to get a customer service job.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go so far as to say it's stupid. I would just say it's ignorant. I mean, that ignorance is curable, right? Like, you can learn a lesson and then no longer be ignorant. Now, whether or not these people have learned their lessons about getting, you know, unnecessary loans is another question. If they haven't learned their lesson, that might suggest they're kind of stupid. But I think for a young person to get a loan at age 18 or 17 or whatever it is, that I guess you can't sign for a loan at 17, but at age 18, before they're going into college, just because it's the thing that's being pushed on them by the entire system.
Yeah, that's the other point I wanted to come back to as well, is that, you know, they have been propagandized. It's not entirely their fault. They were the ones who signed the dotted line. There's
fault,
no doubt.
It's understandable.
Yes.
And I would say not stupid. It's just an ignorant choice.
Like, if anything, I think that the parents of these kids are kind of more stupid. Like, the girl I'm talking about, like, she graduated when she's like a year and a half younger than me, so she's probably like barely 18. And
you said the girl.
Oh yeah, but her parents really wanted her to go to college. Her parents like made her go to college.
That's one. You're right. That is definitely one of the biggest impetus. Impetus is impeti? How do you say the plural of impetus?
Impetuses?
I don't know. But
that sounds bad.
It does. It's one of the biggest pushes that young people have in their life is their family, encouraging them to either do something really dumb like join the military or do something almost as dumb and go to college.
Or to do both, because that's what's pushed on a lot of kids. Hey, you can pay for your college. We'll pay for your college if you go to the Middle East and kill some brown kids for us. Not only that, we'll buy you a Camaro.
Oh, according to the White House's own press release about this college relief, they're saying they will provide relief up to 43 million borrowers. So, yeah, that's a lot. Oh, and canceling a remaining balance for roughly 20 million borrowers. So you can do your math on that one. That's a huge amount of money that they're going to be doing. But again, it still doesn't answer the question as to whether or not they're printing out the money to pay back these negative balances, or they're just striking them from the books.
They're not just striking them. We know the government better than that.
Yeah.
They're printing up the money to repay these loans to themselves.
That's
plus, like,
what they would have to do, I think, from a fiscal standpoint.
How would the teachers or whoever this money is supposed to technically be paying get paid if they just struck it from the books anyway?
Well, that's the thing. It would be the teachers already got paid. The loans were issued at the time the students went to school, and then the money went to the schools, and that money went to the teachers. So all that money's already gone through the economy. It's just a negative amount on the books of the whatever the administration is that hands out these loans.
I think it's the Treasury, right?
I don't remember, but I'm thankful they never had one. But
there are also, well, I don't know, like, can't you get student loans from, if you get student loans from a private place, then those aren't being forgiven?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, only the federal ones, which is the bulk of them. So in theory, when these are paid back, they're just crossing out the line items, right? Like they're when they issue these loans, most loans are issued out of thin air, right? When you go to a bank and you get a loan for a car, they create that money. It's not money that's in their bank vault. This is a huge myth when it comes to bank loans. The idea is, oh, they must have the money in the vault, and they just go back and, you know, they loan that out. No, they actually have permission to create money from thin air. It's called fractional reserve banking. And that money
this isn't
never
a conspiracy theory, by the way. This has been demonstrated in the federal court system. I think Jerome Daly versus one of the First Bank of Georgia, think it was, where he argued that the bank tried to foreclose on his house, essentially. Mm-hmm. And he argued that the bank didn't put up any form of collateral because what they just created the money out of thin air. He ended up winning that case.
He won that case?
Yeah, this is like back in the 20s or 30s. So they since rewritten their contracts to allow for that sort of thing.
Okay.
But what was required then was that he had to put up collateral. They had to put a collateral. And what he put up effectively was the
real
house. Yes. And they put up just this imaginary money. So when they went to foreclose on it, he said, hey, this contract is null and void in the first place.
Interesting. So, yeah, the whole thing's a scam from top to bottom. But I think from a fiscal, like, you're doing the right thing with money thing, even though not doing the right thing, obviously they're printing
not
money.
Not the morally
there.
Right thing.
But the thing to do is not just wipe out a debt, it's to get that debt paid back. And since they have the ability to print it, you would think they would go in that direction. But if you know for sure, please let us know here. The number is 603-283-6160 because, like, I don't see any reason beyond they have to print the money that they shouldn't just cross the debts out, because then you wouldn't be inflating the money supply. You would just be essentially forgiving a debt, right? Like when if I loan somebody some money, like there's a friend of ours who needed some help recently, and Bonnie loaned that person some money, and I said to her, look, you know, there's a good chance you're never going to get paid back. Just understand that going into this. And
absolutely.
But I just told them, since it was, like, court-related, I just considered it a donation and they didn't have to pay me back.
Right. But you don't have to pay yourself back, right, to clear the books on that. You just clear the books. You strike it through and say all is forgiven, and then you move on. The government's not a forgiving group of people.
They're not.
And so anyway, that question mark I think is going to remain. I don't know if there's any way to know for sure how they're going to do that. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here coming up. The Chinese lockdowns are continuing. We got Canadian crypto restrictions.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, my speculation was correct. I pulled up a story from Forbes about the real cost of student debt cancellation.
I'm surprised. It seems like that would be extremely, like the mechanism of how they go about paying this back, it seems like it would be extremely difficult to find.
Yeah, it has been difficult to find. Like, I had to do some looking to find any kind of news article that even addresses this, because all of the mainstream news about the student loan forgiveness is all just crowing about $10,000. Oh, it's so generous of the government.
Joe Biden.
Well, and of course, most of the people writing these stories are college graduates, right?
Mm.
So, of course, they're excited. This is going to benefit them. So they're patting the government on the back, and it's all, the news is all a flutter about how wonderful this is.
Journalism school is such a waste of money. That's up there in the top 10 wastes of money for getting a student loan.
That's a really tough career to break into, too, because we covered recently how the newspaper industry has seen reductions by, 50% in the last two decades. So, they're used to be 70,000 employees or journalists or whatever. Now there's 30,000 of them. So,
and you don't need a degree to get into it.
You just have to know how to write.
Yep.
Let's see. So Ian, Bonnie, and Aria here in the studio tonight. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We do have our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. You can go there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Once again, that's social.freetalklive.com. And some of the hosts are there as well. But according to Forbes, here's the answer. The story came out in August. Joe Biden announced that he will be canceling as much as $20,000 in federal student loan debt. So it's $10,000 for most people, but it's $20,000 for people with what they call a Pell Grant, whatever that is. I've heard of it before. I don't know.
It's basically a grant for being poor. I mean, that's what I went to college on. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's just free money for going to college. As long as you're a full-time student, it's like $3,000 a semester or something like
that. So you have college debt?
No.
Okay. you paid it off.
No, the Pell Grant is a grant. You don't have to pay that back.
Well, then why are they getting...
It's similar to a scholarship.
Wait, so they're saying that they're giving Pell Grant people money back?
Maybe I misread that. I could have sworn it said Pell Grant.
I'm sure it did, but the Pell Grant is free money, but you have to do it in order to qualify for scholarships and stuff like that, which is how I ended up getting it, because otherwise you can't. And I imagine they did the Pell Grant, and then they took out student loans on top of it, and not everyone qualified for a Pell Grant. So only the poor people qualified for a Pell Grant and got student loans.
If you received a Pell Grant at any point in your education, $20,000 of your federal student debt can be forgiven. So, yeah, you're right. So if you got their Pell Grant, then that qualifies you for the 20. If you didn't get a Pell Grant, then you only get 10.
Oh, and that's just a way of qualifying, like, how poor they were?
Poor the person is.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
How poor they used to be. Because the theory in all of this is that a poor person would get a Pell Grant and a student loan, and they would go on to become a doctor or...
Well, and in this case, they do say you have to earn less than $125,000 a year in order to qualify for the loan forgiveness.
But that's a really big number.
It is. So there's going to be a lot of people whose loans are quote-unquote forgiven. But our big discussion in the last segment was, well, how are they going to do this? Are they just going to do, like, the thing that the average person can do and just say... It's forgiven. We're just crossing it off. Consider it done.
A little bit. That's not what they're doing.
Nope, that's absolutely not what they're doing here. So according to Forbes...
It's like the equivalent of you loan someone money and to forgive them instead of just saying, it's fine, we're going to erase it. You go and pan for gold to make it back for yourself or something.
Not quite. I mean, that's one way to look at
but
it. Raise your prices at the business that you're at or whatever. But no, in this case, they're going to print the money out, of course. That's what they're going to do. The news here is from Forbes. So it says your student loan cancellation isn't a magic wand that makes those loans disappear. They'll have to be paid for somehow. The question is by whom? Canceling federal student loans will cost the federal government, that means taxpayers, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's the general public, which isn't just taxpayers. It's anyone using the dollar, right? Because if they're going to print the money for this, then it's going to come out of everybody's pockets.
So poor people in, like, countries that use the dollar but are...
That's true. They would be affected by this.
They're paying for...
Yep.
The college students, the college graduates of America.
Right. More importantly, everybody who went to a trade school or who just learned through the School of Hard Knocks and just went through life and got a job and created a skill for themselves, they're the ones that are going to be footing this bill. Because poorer people are the ones that pay a larger percentage when it comes to inflation. Whenever the government inflates the money supply, it hits the poor harder. If you're super rich and you go to the grocery store and meat's $50 a pound, well, that sucks, but you can pay for it because you're super rich.
Right.
But if you're poor and you really enjoyed eating meat and now you can't afford it anymore, well, now you're back to eating ramen.
Or bugs.
Or what? Well, that's coming. So it absolutely hurts poor people the most. According to a early estimate by the Wharton budget model, forgiving up to $10,000 per borrower under Biden's income limits would add up to $519 billion to the federal deficit over the next decade.
Instead of just forgiving the loan.
Correct.
Yep.
So they're going to pay themselves, basically, with other people's money.
There's a joke in there about sending yourself to Earth to sacrifice yourself to yourself in order to forgive people instead of just saying, I forgive you, but I can't piece it all together at the moment.
It's a mess.
But it's absolutely just as insane.
Biden.
It just sounds so funny the way you said that.
But like, that's the story of Christianity, right?
Sending yourself to Earth. I was like, wait, what?
Instead of God just saying, I forgive you, he comes up with this convoluted, Simpson villain-esque
plan. It's the only way.
Yeah.
Exactly what does cost the government mean? Canceled federal student loans would be immediately added to the federal deficit, which measures how the country owes more money than it takes in during a year.
And Who does it owe this money to then?
In this case, itself.
That's insane.
Yes, the federal money system is insane.
So they're adding this into the deficit, this money that they owe themselves, instead of just... scratching the line off.
Correct.
Oh, man.
So everyone is going to pay for this. Analysts agree canceling federal student loans will increase the deficit, but what they're split on is how significant the addition would be and how the government could eventually recoup the cost. Well, there's only two ways they could recoup those costs. They could increase taxes or they can print it. That's it.
They don't have a job. No income.
No, they don't create anything.
parasites.
Right.
It's almost like it was so useless for me to just avoid debt my whole life. Like, whenever I did finally decide to go to college, I paid for the one semester I was there just myself. I made payments on it until I was done for, like, I don't know, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got a credit card except a Victoria's Secret one just until I paid it off because I was too awkward. I felt too awkward to say no when the girl asked me. I don't know why. And,
why are you saying that you're embarrassed about that? Or why are you frustrated?
I'm saying I might as well have just, you know, spent my money frivolously and, you know, like, it seems like I'm paying for a bunch of crap anyway.
I get what you're saying.
Inadvertently pay taxes.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but at least you have the ability to say you paid for what you owed. You know, you have the pride of being able to say you were able to manage your money in a way that was responsible.
Exactly.
And
I don't
need some big daddy, sugar daddy government to come bail you out from that.
I don't actually mean that. Like, I might as well have done that. Like, even when COVID happened and I quit my job because I was just making no money anymore and I went back to doing Uber Eats, I never wanted to get the $600 a month just because it wasn't even, like, a political thing. It was just, I am not like that. That's just how I am. I don't want to just
let the
government pay for my life. I don't know.
Need more people like that. But I think that what you might be pointing out here is that seeing these giveaways will incentivize the behavior that you don't like. The behavior like, oh, well, look at all these people getting this free money. Why didn't I just be irresponsible too? And then I could get a bailout. Right? So this could encourage more irresponsibility in the future if they just figure, well, somebody will bail me out.
And if not, I'm going to be paying for it anyway.
I mean, the government telegraphed it as well. It was at my old job, we did have a few people who went on leave because they were, quote, scared of COVID or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got their $600 a month, $600 a week unemployment checks because they were incentivized to do that.
Which was probably more than they were making at the
time. Oh, significantly more than they were.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, you got your regular unemployment on top of that. So it was an insane gift to people. I don't blame anyone for, you know, getting fired or quitting their job or, you know, being scared and you didn't take a leave of absence.
Like, the way I play games and things like that, my strategy is always, like, you can go a really safe way, but, and actually, Ian can vouch for me for this, you can go a really safe way and, you know, make your small amounts of money at a time or whatever, or you can, like, try to make the most money as possible. And if you're doing the 600, if you quit your job to just go make 600 a month, you're not going to be able to make more than that, or else they'll take your money away. So I just felt like I can just work really hard and make more than that, and it wasn't happening.
There's up here. The number is 603-283-6160. And there's more to this story. There's a completely different story about how some states are going to tax the loan forgiveness. So,
are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.